What we're going to talk about now is adding media content to your website, to your membership area, because we get a lot of questions. A lot of times people say, well, how can I do this? How did you guys do that specifically? So I'm going to talk about a couple of things, mainly how we're doing some stuff and then how other people have seen other people structuring different things. Now, whenever you start talking about this topic, and especially with WordPress, you have to understand there are many, 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 many ways to do everything in WordPress. So just because I say, hey, here's one way of doing it, there's definitely several other ways to do it. And I'll touch base on a couple things. But I'm going to talk a little bit about adding audio. You know, Stu was talking about the different content that you want to put in your members area. Audio is great. I will tell you that whenever you're doing audio, I mean, things are just changing with the technology. You know, several years ago, I would teach people how to create audio content, how they could edit it and things of that. And the big, big push on that was make physical content, make CDs. And I still believe in that. People like CDs in their car, but one thing that has really changed is the whole digital music thing. So, you know, other people said, I just want to play this on my website. You know, I just want it to be, they have to log into the members area, and they have to click on the play button. I tell you, that's a great thing to have, and I highly recommend it. But specifically with audio, always, no matter what, always for your content, have it available as an MP3 download. It goes back to what Stu was talking about earlier. Make your content easy to consume. And your whole key point is, like Stu said, people are going to come for the content. They're going to stay for the community. When you're doing this in the content and you're selling it, you also want to tell them, hey, we've got this. You can download it this way. You can access it this way. Tell them everything that you're going to have. We're also going to be talking about video. We've had a ton of questions about, well, how did you guys do the videos on your site? I imagine that just about everybody here has seen our main wishlist member site. And in our wishlist member site, we list all of our training videos on the right-hand side. Actually, that's not all of them. Some of them are only available in the customer center. The majority of them are listed on there because we want to show them to the people. But I'm going to show you how we list those and how we structured that whole thing. Another thing that I'm going to talk about is Amazon S3. How many people have heard of Amazon S3? Okay, how many people are using Amazon S3? Okay, wow, that's quite a bit. For the people that don't know about it or have just heard about it and haven't used it, I'm going to walk through how we're using that. And we put pretty much everything on Amazon S3. And then I'm going to talk to you about how we organize some things on our site, listing the content and making it easy to go through and get to it. So the Amazon S3 is kind of where I want to start with this, because every bit of content, specifically with audio and video, we're always, always putting it in there. Now, the S3 stands for Simple Storage Service. What is it and why would you want to use it? In the past, traditionally, you would just upload all of your content to your website and people hit your website and then they hit it. Well, then, you know, a few years ago when people started really starting using video a lot more on the site, you heard about all these big product launches or different things like the server crashed. You know, and then it got to be a point where people were like, man, that's just a marketing gimmick. And, you know, sometimes it really is a marketing gimmick, but sometimes it really is true. And it's like, my goodness, how on earth could you crash a server? Because, I mean, I've run a lot of traffic to servers, and very few times has the server crashed. So when you're talking about massive amounts of traffic, the reason why is the videos. Because in the past, most people are just going to a website and they're really just loading up the page. I mean, it really doesn't take that much on the server resources to load that up. It's the video. So when you offsite put the video or audio, the larger files, on Amazon, they give you access to their servers and they basically charge you for the amount of bandwidth. Now, the way that they have it set up is if you have tons of traffic, it's scalable. So it moves out to multiple servers. So you're taking the part that's really putting load on your server and you're moving it over to theirs so that you don't really have to mess with it. And a lot of times when you see stuff, you'll see down at the bottom it says loading content from Amazon. That's what everybody's doing it. The real reason you would want to do it is ultimately you may run out of space on your server because sometimes they have a limitation on how much you can put there, but the real reason is you don't ever want your site to go down. That's not a good warm fuzzy feeling. So in order to use Amazon S3, we use something called S3 Organizer. Now S3 Organizer is a Firefox add-on. So in order to use this, you have to have Firefox running on your computer. Now I've used it both on PCs and a Mac, and it works pretty much exactly the same. So it's a very, very good way of doing it. Now, this is not the only way that you can upload content to Amazon. There are some other things. I think there's a program called Bucket Explorer that you can purchase. This S3 Organizer is a free add-on for Firefox. So in order to get it, what you'll do is you will go to the Tools menu within Firefox, and then you'll drop down, and then you will click on Add-ons. Now, whenever you click on add-ons, you'll see a little screen, and it'll show you some recommended add-ons, and these are things that people are using. So I always kind of look to see if there's anything cool. But in order to find the S3, you just type in, right here in the search box, I just type in S3, and then you hit enter, and then it will search, and you'll find it. It'll be the next thing that shows up. Now, once you, let me make sure that... Ooh, that's going to be a problem. Okay. Once you have this installed, I'm trying to determine if that was a video or not. I got a little bit of an issue with the PowerPoint thing. No, okay. Whoa. Okay, once you launch the S3 organizer, I think this one is a video, so I'll have to click on it. It's going to open up in a tab within Firefox, and you'll have all the other tabs that you had open, but it'll open its own tab. And in order to have the tab there, it looks just like a traditional FTP application. On the left-hand side, it lists all the files that are on your computer, and then on the right-hand side, it's going to list all the things that are in your Amazon account. Now, the way that they work is they work with what's called buckets. It's kind of like a folder, but they call them buckets. And the reason why that's important is when you create a bucket, you have to give one that has a unique name. Because if somebody else on the system has the bucket already, you can't use it. So whenever you use this, you might want to reserve some of the names that you like. Like, it's hard to read, but here we have, this is our wish list products account. We have WLP themes, WLM live, WLM images, wishlist products, and wishlist-member. So go ahead and reserve whatever names you want, and then you can upload to those. Now, let me see if I created a quick little video, so I think I'm going to have to jump out. Well, it's not that one. Okay. These got out of order. Okay. You can see here, what happens is I'm launching the S3 organizer. Now, I just launched it here, and it opens up into a tab, and then you can see that you can load multiple accounts. It says Tracy Childers, this is my personal account. This one is another account that I'm working with. And then a drop down, this is our wishlist products account. So I'm creating, you can put multiple accounts, and whenever you do that, you get information from Amazon, and you can add it in there. So now here, I'm going to create the bucket, like what I just said. And so I'm typing in here WLM Live Demo. And I click OK, and it found that it was not on the system, so it gave it to me instantly. Now I go here, and I go to create another one, and I just typed in Flash, knowing that somebody's already got Flash. And so when I do that, it says, hey, there's an error. That was already taken. So if it's already taken, you won't be able to add it. Now, once you have these main buckets, you can open them up, and then you can actually create multiple subfolders in there to keep your stuff organized. But what I'm doing here is this is just a FLV file, a flash video file, and I clicked on the center button that says upload, and you'll see now I have a status bar of how it's uploading and how fast it's going to take to the server. Once it's there, it's going to say complete. Now, the next step that you have to do is you have to do what's called editing the ACL. I don't know exactly what that stands for, but ACL, it has to do with the privileges, the access control levels or something like that. You'll find some of these things. And the main thing that you want is everyone. You want to click on that first box. You want to set it to read. I never mess with the write column or the full control column, but I basically give access to everyone. And then I also say authenticated users. Now, once the file that is in there, I right click on that the file and I choose copy URL. Now, the copy URL is basically getting the link to the file. You'll see there, I take the file and now I just paste. So this is how I access that file on Amazon S3. Okay? Rather than it being on my server, now I just take that and I use that wherever. I'm going to be talking about a couple of plugins and some different things in order to access the file. For example, anybody in here use Camtasia? Okay. A lot of people ask us how we did that with Camtasia. And I don't have that exact code, but we'll get into that and I'll show you some things on how we did that as well. Okay. Oops. Okay. So I talked about the video posts on our sidebar. This is just kind of like a quick screenshot of part of our website. Now, I put the red outline here just to show you what I was talking about. We don't necessarily have that red outline. This is a listing. We have the content, really the sales letter of our site right here in the center, and then it has support videos, and we list them all the way down the side here. Now, people say, well, how did you do that? Because what we did was we actually put those in a post. So whenever you click on any one of those links that were back here in the sidebar, those go directly into the post. And that's slightly different than your typical WordPress setup. So we're using a plugin for that, and it's called Category Posts. Now, the Category Posts plugin, this is a free plugin, and you will basically install the category posts, and this is the area for our sidebar widgets, okay? And I put a little arrow here to show you that I'm actually have this twice on there. So I drug the category posts into the sidebar widget, and it showed up one time, then I dragged it over there again so that it shows up there a second time. And now I'll show you why I did that. Because whenever you click on this little arrow pointing down, it expands and it'll show, okay, for the category posts, you can title it whatever you want, but then there's a drop down and a category. You can choose any category that you have created within WordPress, and then it will show all the posts listed out. So in ours, we have one that's called Support Videos New, okay? That's the purpose of the first install of that category post widget. The second one here was installation videos. So it's kind of a way of organizing them and breaking them out. Now what it'll do is it's now going to list all of the posts that you want on there. And you can set a number that says how many posts to show. We have it maxed out at 50, and I think there's probably like 25. So they just kind of go down the list. Okay? Any questions about that part so far? That's a real good question. Does it show in order? Stu is the one that set this up, and I think that we had to do something slightly tricky to get them to go into a specific order. Is that right?
The slightly tricky part was to add the posts in the order that you wanted them. So I just make sure that if you want... I say that in jest, but it's actually backwards. So if you want your video number 30 to be at the bottom of the list, add that first. And then video number 29 second, video 28, third, and so forth. It is based on the timestamp, so that's how you do it. So you can always go back and adjust it based, change the timestamp, but that's how we did it. Now, with that said, there are other plugins that we've experimented with that will organize them based on the title of the post, for example. And so in that case, you would just number your videos accordingly, 01-whatever, 02-whatever, and it would list them accordingly.
Okay. Okay, now, as far as organizing the files in there, I'll show you, this is a screenshot of something that I had done. It was a package that I had put together whenever I was speaking at a seminar, and then that's how I delivered all the content. Okay, this one actually was slightly different when I was doing a bonus package for a promotion. This is actually the first page that people see whenever they log in. Okay, this is called the dashboard page or the quick links. And I break it out into a very simple to digest format. I break it down into video training, then I have it in audio training, and then I also have software downloads. So whenever you click on the video training, you're now going to see... Yeah, I did not mean to do that. What was that? Some of these things I have embedded some videos in here, and there's not a real good indication. Let me go back in here. Let me back up a little bit. I showed you earlier how when you link to from the post, it's going directly into a post, okay? And now what you'll see here is, it's a little bit difficult to see, but this probably looked familiar to some of you, is the Camtasia. This is our Camtasia video file right here. Now, whenever you do a Camtasia video and you export it, typically they're going to create an HTML page. And then traditional, before you were using WordPress, you'd have to upload that HTML page and then you link to that HTML page. If you actually open that file and look at the HTML code, there's a little bit of a tag that says object code starts here, object code ends here. So what we do in order to put this into our WordPress site is we copy from where it says object code start to object end. We copy that, and then we go into a post, and then we switch from the visual tab to the HTML tab, and then we copy the HTML. Now here's the part where most people say that seems basic, that's what I figured, but how did you get it on Amazon S3? If you look in the code, you're going to find the actual SWF file is what the typical Camtasia will create. This was Camtasia for PC. The Mac is slightly different now. There will be the name of the file, and it just says the name of the file .swf. Now, what that's assuming is that that file is going to be in the exact same location as the HTML page. But in our case, we put it on Amazon S3. So all we did was we highlighted that file name, and then we put the entire path, the one that I showed you earlier where I copied the URL to the clipboard from Amazon S3, and then it works flawlessly, sticking in your post. Now, I'm moving over to the organizing your content. And this is one of the videos. So here is what happens. Somebody will click on the video training, and then I actually send them to a page, and it says, Okay, I click on audio training. It's just so that you can go through and see this, and I'm going to stop and tell you what's happening. If you're going to click on the video training, I have multiple courses in video training. This one is audio editing with SoundForge part 1 and then audio editing with SoundForge part 2. Okay? So what I did was on those video courses, they were multiple videos, a series of, let's just say, you know, 3 to 10 minute videos, and there's a whole bunch of them. So now when they click on this, they're going to go, all of these individual videos were actually posted into a category, okay? Now you'll scroll down and you'll see that they're in a category. This is actually slightly different than what you'll see in many sites, including ours, because what I wanted to do is I wanted them now to go into a listing. Most people, they won't see that listing like that. It'll actually show the videos. Whenever they're showing the videos, it'll say the post title, and then it'll show the video. And the problem with that is now, let's just say I had 15 videos, and it's loading a category list. It's trying to load all 15 videos at one time. And so that's when the site really starts bogging down. So the way that I did this is I just put the more tag at the very front. The more tag is built into WordPress. You just go in and you click in and insert it up at the top. And so now, basically, whenever I'm showing a category list, it's really just going to show the post title. And then, you know, I've just really got a listing of what the name of the video and what the content is. Now when they click on it, then they actually go to see the actual video. And then that's where the video shows up in the post. Any questions about that? Okay. Okay, there's a quick question. What was the tag that I used? It's called the more tag. And in a WordPress, in or the post or the pages, there's a little line there. And if you roll over all the little buttons, there's one that says more. And whenever you click on it, it's going to basically draw a line in your post. And it's basically saying everything that comes above this will show up in the category listings. Everything that comes after this, you actually have to click on the full post in order to show that. Okay. Now, this is one thing that I don't have in my slide, but I wanted to deviate slightly because Stu is actually doing this very same thing here. This is a pretty wide open space. And this video, I believe that I set this up to be, I think it was like a 300 by 400 ratio, 300 pixels by 400 pixels. We get questions from time to time about videos. It's totally unrelated to Wishlist Member, but the video won't fit in their posts. Well, the reason why is WordPress only has a certain amount of space. This is the edge of the page, and this is the other edge of the page. Everything that comes after that right section is going to be in the sidebar. So you can't have that overlapping. So the way that you can determine on what's the maximum size that you can fit your videos in there is there's another Firefox add-on. It's called Measure It. It's a great one. You simply add it. Measure It is another add-on. Again, it's free. It shows up in the bottom left-hand corner. And then you'll click on Measure It, and then it basically brings out this little measure. And then you draw a box, and it'll show you this is the exact size that you have to work with. Now, let's just say you draw a box, and it fits, and you're like, wow, that ended up being 640 by 480. That's the maximum size that you can make your videos. Whenever you're using the settings in your video editing application, whether that be Camtasia or any other editing application, you'll be able to know the size of them. Now, we also have people that say, well, I have a video that it's bigger than that, and I have to put it in the membership site. How can I do that? There's multiple ways that you can do it. One is you can have certain players will have a maximize button on them. So they'll play it one size, and then if you click on the maximize button, it'll come full screen. That's one way of doing it. And people said, well, I don't like that because it's a small video and then it blows up and it's kind of blurry. That's not really what I was wanting to do. The video was 800 by 600. How can I fit it? The way that you can do that is you can get a plugin, a light script, right? A light box script plugin. Which plugin would you use? There's a number of different ones. This one, what I'm talking about, is a WordPress plugin. And if you'll search on them, I haven't done a lot of work with them, I've worked with some people that have used them. There's one that's called, I think it's Lightbox.js, which seems to be one of the more popular ones. And Stu, I'll have you comment on it in a second. But whenever you look for these things, what I always do is I look to, number one, I looked at the ratings to see, has anybody ever rated it? And then I also see, well, how many times has this thing been downloaded? If it's only been downloaded 100 times or so, it's probably not the one you want to go with. If it's been downloaded, you know, a lot of these things have been downloaded 100,000 times, it's a pretty good indication that that's the one that you want to use. Were you going to make a comment about that?
Yeah. The one thing that, the other suggestion I want to give you is sometimes in your theme templates, some theme developers, and the good ones, will include an option for a full page width. And sometimes that can be very, very handy for you, because now if somebody did want to view the full video, what you could do is you could, the full page width template, if you will, removes the sidebar, so now you have all that additional space. So you could show the full videos like that, and it's just selecting from the page templates oftentimes in the theme, and it'll just be an option for a full width option.
You could also do that on a post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. There can be post templates like that too, yeah.
All right.
I brought that up because I want to talk about that when you're finished.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you do a lightbox, it's going to be slightly different though. Whenever you do a lightbox, typically they're going to click on the lightbox and it's going to open up to a specific area or size. And you can specify how big it is. And then what the lightbox script or the plugin, it's going to say, well, what content do you want to display in there? And sometimes it just says, what's the URL for the HTML page? So, for example, when Camtasia actually created that HTML page, and I was saying we were pulling the code out, I would just take that whole HTML page that played the full video, and I would upload that to my Amazon S3 account, and then I would just plug in the URL. And then whenever Lightbox comes up, it's playing that video, and it's right there, and then they have a closed box. And it's all within your members area. Okay. Whoops. All right. Now, I talked earlier that I wanted to go over some stuff on the audio. We mentioned that we give audio away in several different formats. We play it right there on our website. The plugin that we use to do that is one, it's just called Audio Player. I know that there are some other ones that are out there. This one's been around and it's been downloaded a lot of times. It's really very simple. You upload the plugin, you activate it, and then you pretty much just give it the URL. And the URL is what we're doing is we're putting the MP3 on our Amazon S3 account, and then we're plugging it in, and then it's got the Flash Player, and then it expands, and people can click the pause button, and so on. Then we always give the download link. And usually for the download link, there are multiple ways that you can do that. One thing that we do is we typically just make a regular HTML download link, and we download directly to the file that's stored on Amazon S3. Then there are also several podcast plugins. Now, I had an interesting conversation with Corey earlier. One of the most well-known plugins for podcasting is a plugin called PodPress. Reason why is it's just been around for a long time. It was one of the earlier ones that were first out there. So if you look at it, you're going to see that it's been downloaded over 100,000 times. A lot of people still use it. Interestingly enough, WordPress has started some new information in the newer versions that when you click on these things, they'll have notes. And it's like, when was the last time this thing was updated? And then also, what compatibility version is it compatible up to? You really, really want to look at that. Because what happens is, if you find a plugin that hasn't been updated in a while, WordPress is updating quite a bit. Have you noticed? And a lot of times, especially when we made that big shift to, I think it was 2.5 or 2.7, a lot of stuff broke. And then 2.84 is out, and now 2.85, and 2.9 is coming. So if you get one of these older plugins, you may have all your content in a plugin like that, and then it's going to break. So if you look, there are quite a few other new ones out there. The one that's probably getting the most traction right now is the company's name. I think it's either Blueberry or Blubbery.
PowerPress.
It's called PowerPress. It's not PodPress. It's PowerPress. Stu and I were in Vegas a couple weeks ago at the Blog World Expo, and we got to talk with some guys from the company that were there. And it's obviously, they're continuing to update it, and they have a business model. So they're going to be around. They have ways of making money, which sometimes is unique in the WordPress plugin space. So I would feel very confident in using a plugin like that. Were you ready to jump into to this?
Okay. Yep.
It's called PowerPress. Yeah. Yeah. You got the. Hold on, let's get the microphone. Maybe we also ought to ask questions.
If ever there was a reason to have the multi-site license with you guys, it's to have a test blog site. You should never ever install anything on your primary site. You should always install it on your test blog site first to make sure there's no issues. For instance, if you're testing a forum plugin, many times you'll create these test posts. Well, if your site's optimized for the search engine bots, it's going to get Googled, if you will, very quickly. And then when you go and you delete your test posts, they start showing up as not found, and that counts against you. It doesn't make you look right. So, plus, sometimes you have incompatibility issues. And
that's a really good point.
Yeah. That's a great point. And it, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes that we kind of overlook because obviously our license is a multi-site, so I don't even really think about it. But every single one that I've ever done has been pretty much exactly like that. I'll build it on one, and then I'll move it to somewhere else. I do also want to mention a quick tip. Sorry about that. That I didn't want to forget this. One of the biggest questions I see all the time, and people are like, I'm logged in as the administrator, and I'm building all this stuff. Now I want to test it, and so it's really frustrating. I gotta log out, and then log back in as a user, a member of the site. And some people don't log out, and they click on stuff in the admin and are like, well, I had this thing protected, but now I clicked on it and it's not protected. Well, if you're logged in as an admin, nothing's going to be protected for you. You're supposed to have access to everything. That's just how it works. So the easiest way that you can handle that is I do everything in Firefox. I do all the admin work in Firefox, and then I launch Safari because I'm using a Mac. When I was on the PC, it was opposite. It was Internet Explorer and Firefox. And then because it's a different browser, you can keep one browser logged in as the admin, and then the other browser you log in as a user. So it's very, very convenient to test things out very quickly. Jeanette.
When you're using like the Lightbox plugin, does that automatically protect your content as well?
The Lightbox does not automatically protect your content. However, if you're using the Lightbox and it's on the post, in order to get to that post, the post is protected.
Okay, so it still is popping behind the member wall.
Right.
Now, what if you use just a link to pop like a new page with that video?
In there, in the Lightbox.
So it's not within the Lightbox. You don't use the Lightbox plugin. You just give them a link to that. That isn't protected, right?
If you protect the page, or for example, we'll show you ways when it comes to easy navigation to set up a link that shows up in your navigation, but that link is protected so that only members can click it and access the content. And it's done through using a plugin called Redirection, or Tracy likes to use Page Links 2, is how that's done. A couple other quick tips I want to give everybody. I know we got a couple questions coming. Number one, another Tracy's talked about media, video, and audio. Now the reason we spent more time here is because audio and video has a higher perceived value as far as content goes. And you heard me talk this morning, you lead with your content. That's what draws people in. I had a good question right before Tracy went up in regards to video. If you are delivering video, what do you put before the more tag and what do you put after the more tag? Well, one of my suggestions is break the video up into two parts. So you do part one video, that is you giving an overview of what's going to be covered in part two. That's your teaser copy. So you could actually have a video that works as the teaser, Then you put a more tag, and then you put part two of the video. So here's how it worked. Video one would be, welcome to blah, blah, blah. In this tip, in the part two of the video, which you can access below, you're going to hear and see blah, 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 bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. So if you'd like to view the video, click below to read more. So now if I'm watching that, I'm like, yeah, I want that. I go to click more. If I'm not a member, I get taken to the error page that says, hey, it's members only. You got to sign up. But if I am a member, then I can view part two of the video. So that's one quick tip. Second tip I want to give you is in regards to text content. Here's another great way to deliver content, and this is a very powerful tip, and I highly recommend that you make note of this, because this will keep your members from 1 month to the next. It's very, very good for retention. Instead of delivering just standalone articles, create or standalone posts or content, create content that's delivered over a period of time. So part one is delivered in month one, part two is delivered in month two, and part three is delivered in month three, as an example, or week one, week two, week three. Now the reason I share this tip is because of Tracy's father. I used to work with Tracy's father, John Childers, but even before that, I was a student of John. John is teaches people how to speak from the platform and to how to earn a living as a speaking. And one of the things that he did was he sold this package, and it was a monthly package. It was $300 a month. Now, to put this in perspective, I had just graduated university. I had not very much money at all. I was up to my shoulders in student debt, but I knew that this package would be very valuable to me. And so what it was, John created a course that we had recording rights to, and so we could use it and sell as our own, essentially. And so in month one, he gave me chapters 1 through 8 of a 16-chapter course. But then, of course, at the end of month one, I'm like, darn it, I can't cancel because I don't have the whole course. I've only got half the course. So I stayed on for month two. But in month two, he gave me chapters 9 through 16 of that first course. But then he gave me chapters 1 through 8 of a second course. I was like, damn it, I just finished the first one, and now I can't cancel because I've only got half of the second course. And that continued on that way. And I stayed on that program, even though, you know, budgets were tight, but it was the psychological element of continuing people from 1 month to the next. Very powerful concept. How can you use that in your membership site? Doing it and breaking your articles up into part one, part two, part three, or delivering chunks of content over an extended period of time. And the key thing with this is to preview what the upcoming content is going to be. Just like the show 24. How many of you watch the show 24? I'm a huge fan of 24. I love that show. One of the things that drives me nuts, my wife and I cannot watch it when it's on the TV. We have to get the DVDs because we're very compulsive in that at the end of the episode, you know, they complete the loop. They solve the problem for the previous episode, and then boom, they hit you with another cliffhanger. And so you're just dying to know what's going to happen next. And so you could use the same principles in your content. Give them a section of content, then give them the cliffhanger or what they're going to see or learn or hear about in the next episode or the next piece of content or part two or whatever. And that's going to carry the excitement over from 1 month to the next. Very powerful concept. Now, the plugins that I like to use that tie different sections of content together is called Organize Series. Organize Series. And the reason I like this plugin is because you can tie posts together. So if you have a three-part series, it will say part one of this series. And then when they're on part two, it'll say part two of three in this series and so forth. And they can quickly access it. It creates, as Kevin was saying, breadcrumb navigation for that series that makes it easy for people to go from one to the next and so forth. So just some quick tips as far as organizing textual posts. Now, I know we got a couple of questions, but the other quick thing I want to just show is some of the equipment that we're using. So when you're creating video content, oh, thanks, man. We've discovered a couple real good tips for all of you. to make it fast and easy. How many of you are familiar with the Flipcam? Flipcam? Awesome. Okay, everybody's familiar with it. Perfect.
There's a big problem with the Flipcam.
There's a big problem with the Flipcam. So we're going to show you what the problem is. Okay, Flipcam is awesome, right? This is the HD one, nice high quality video. Problem is the audio is not always as good because it has a camera or a microphone here and it picks up all the echo. So if I were doing a video with Tracy and all of you were talking, it would be picking up all that background noise. Not always good. So, but the Flipcam is a good option just to, you know, get going and to create videos.
We okay. both have Flipcams. I mean, I keep it in my backpack. So if, I mean, if ever somebody would say, yeah, I'd love to give you guys a testimony, like, I happen to have my Flipcam with me right now. But if you're going to somewhere where you know that you're going to have an option, this is the way to go.
This is option number two. Now, Tracy and I just recently splurged on some gadgets, and so I'm sharing them with you here. This one is a new one from Kodak, and it's called the ZI-8, okay? ZI-8.
Is it ZD-1?
Or ZI-8. Is that how you say it in the U.S.? ZI-8?
ZI, yeah.
Sorry, there's
it's
my...
It's just Z.
That's it, my that's like, my accent.
In Canada, they call it
again.
Z.
Okay.
It's now, ZI-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So now here's why we like this. Right there is a little audio in jack, okay? So now you can create and have high-quality audio coming from the little camera like this, and it's just like the Flipcam, very high quality. If in fact, if you go and view the video that we sent out to everybody this morning, that was done with this. Now, the other thing that we bought is a boom mic that plugs right in to this, ZI-8. And so now, for example, later on today, if you'd like to share your thoughts on in terms of wishlist member testimonials, we'd love those. We just put this here, and we'll just hold this right here, and it will pick up exactly what Mary's saying. Now, the great thing about this boom mic is it cancels out all of the background noise and only picks up exactly what Mary is saying. So you point it in the direction of, you know, who is speaking. So very, very portable, very, very powerful, high-quality video, now high-quality audio.
In the past, I've had a little handheld microphone. It was a little bit smaller than this, and it worked good, but the people would have to hold it. And sometimes people are a little bit nervous, and then they don't put it up close enough, and it's down here, and then you don't have much audio at all. The boom mic, by the way, this was like $60. It's an Audio-Technica. Audio-Technica, and I think the label number's in there. And you're, by the way, you're holding it, and if you turned it that way, you wouldn't pick up any of the audio. So you have to point it directly at them when they're doing it. The other thing is for you, yeah, this also has a mount so that you can put it on a tripod. Now what I have here is called a monopod, which is just a single one. This will, you can throw this in your backpack or your suitcase very easily. And so now you're able to hold it still and hold it like that. So it's a very, very high quality video with a very small footprint in terms of traveling size.
The other thing I want to show you is a microphone set. This is, the brand is called Azden. Now the reason we got this is because we were experimenting and it was cheap. But it's worked well for us. And it's a wireless microphone, lavalier microphone. So the way we do this is if you were doing interviews, Azden, A-Z-D-E-N. Okay, so if I was doing an interview, let's say Tracy is interviewing me, for example, I would have this microphone. If you wanted to use the wireless mic, Tracy plugs the receiver into the camera here. He has the receiver. I could be way over here. I could be in Timbuktu, but now he's receiving the audio directly into the camera. So you could do distance shots. You could do all kinds of fun stuff in regards to that. The audio is going directly into the camera wirelessly through this simple microphone and receiver. Now, this unit is about $100.
No.
This one up here, this hole up here is for headphones. So you'd be able to hear what's coming in.
Do you have the mixer?
So I have the receiver, I have the microphone. So the microphone's hooked up to me. Tracy's got the receiver plugged in to the camera, and he's receiving the high quality audio that way.
Did you bring the mixer?
Yes.
Are you going to say that next?
Yep.
Okay, before I forget, we were talking about the boom microphone, and I said this one was about $60. And I mean, this is a great buy. It's an Audio Technica, and the model number is A, T as in Tom, R as in Robert, 6550. ATR 6550. Good question.
Asden also has a device that will have two channel input.
That. I think we're about to show that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Good point.
I like the way you think. I like the way you think. Okay. So, next thing that we want to share is if you are doing interviews where you have perhaps more of a sit-down situation, so you don't have to be as portable, and you know, perhaps it's an interview, for example, we recommend wired mics more than we do wireless. This is something Tracy's background in terms of video and stuff, he said, look, wired mics are going to pick the audio up much better and cleaner quality than a wireless mic. So we have these Audio Technica wired mics. They're very simple. Basically, same situation. Hook it up, and then it's got the mini, and you can also obviously plug that into a cord. We'll show you exactly why we do that in a minute. But then now that's a wired mic that so you could do interviews with that. Plug that right into the camera accordingly.
This one is also an Audio Technica, and it's ATR 3350. And this mic is about I think $30 to $40. So it's a really good mic.
Okay. Now, with that, speaking of audio, one of the other gadgets that we've had that I've had for a while, I love it, is it's called M-Audio Micro Track. It's a little unit like this, M-Audio Micro Track. It's wonderful, wonderful for recording audio, high-quality MP3s. Now, why do I use this? Well, if I'm doing an interview with somebody, what I'll do is I'll hook a microphone up here, I'll give Tracy one of those microphones, and I can plug both of them into here, and then, so Tracy's got a microphone, I got a microphone.
It's got about a 25-foot cord on it, 20 to 25 feet. So
I press record, and now I have high-quality MP3 audio coming in, okay? And so this unit records everything. You can balance the levels. You can do all kinds of stuff, but it's really, really high quality.
But it's important to note that this device, the audio recording device, has two inputs. One's for a left channel and one's for a right channel, and that's why you can plug in two microphones. Now, the next thing is what you're talking about. We were talking about the Asden. This is just a simple mini mixer, and this actually has three inputs on it. So you can take those same microphones, you can plug them directly in here, and then you could go directly out into your video camera, because a video camera is only going to have one input, and then you can mix the levels, and then you're able to get all the microphones coming in on that.
Yeah, Robert. Just a footnote on the MicroTrack. I own one, and I concur. It's a fabulous device. Don't go to eBay and buy an older model on eBay. They've got battery issues. It's expensive to replace the battery. Buy a new one from a reputable dealer, so you know.
That's a very good point. Yeah. And I can tell you're probably speaking from experience. I have bought a couple of things on eBay like that, and I was like, never going to buy anything used again.
So
that's important to me, I'll say that. Because I bought a laptop, which is obviously one of the most important things, and it didn't last me very long.
My question is, if you're doing an interview where you're doing MP3, did I understand it correctly that you use that also to plug into the video camera? So you're doing it.
You could do both.
This one right here has, you could put three inputs, so you could go three microphones in, and then you could, it has one out, so then you want one out into the video camera.
Got it. Thank you.
This one is, it says an Asden audio mixer. I don't know that there's a number on that. I think I got this from like, it was called Beach Audio or something like that. Beach Tech. Beach Tech, yeah. They buy Google AdWords, so if you type in audio, Asden Audio Mixer, you'll probably find them up.
So
this was less than $50. Yeah, so all the stuff is pretty inexpensive.
The reason we share this with you is because you probably, if you come up here, you'll see it. We fit all of that audio and video equipment into this case. So you can imagine now like how awesome that is to be able to create content no matter where you are at. That's why we brought it here. We're going to be creating content while we're here. We want to interview people here in the audience. If you want to be featured as a case study, we'd love to interview. You'll see we're going to use this equipment. To do interviews, to do testimonials, to do all kinds of things. The point of the matter is you can create content very quickly, high quality content that you can add to your membership site. It's both video, audio, and so there's a lot of options available to you. Yes?
Actually, I have a question back on the series remarks.
Yeah.
Would that be appropriate?
Yeah, sure.
I've been trying to figure out how to do that in Wishlist.
Okay.
Can you comment on that so that a member comes in, the 30-day clock starts running, and then they graduate to the 31-day clock?
Yeah.
The next member might show up a week from now or, a week ago. So I've been trying to figure out how to do that in Wishlist.
Okay. So what I would do...
The drip. He's asking about the drip, right?
I think here's how I would do it. There's a couple options to you. Number one, I would protect month one or the first article. I would create separate membership levels for each month of content. Okay, this is how I. In fact, I just set up a site for Armin Morin doing this. So month one, they get access to that first part, and then I would put a preview of what part two is going to be. Then part two, I would protect for month two. So it's a separate membership level so that they do not get access to that until they've become a month two member. And then what you do is you use the sequential upgrade or sequential add feature and add them to month two on day 31.
So you might have like silver one. Let's say
the public view is there's a silver, gold, platinum progression. For example,
yep.
Very common. So you might have silver one, silver two, silver three.
Correct.
And that's how you're keeping track of it.
Yep.
That's the way I figured out how to do it, by the way.
Yep. Now, with that said, we know a very good programmer who has already developed a, quote, drip plugin for a wishlist member. So the way that one works is you would only need one membership level, and then it would drip that content to your members at the appropriate time. So they could have you could have one silver level, and then post one would appear for that level on day one, post two would appear on day two, and so forth, and you can drip the content that way and spoon feed it that way. So he's going to release that soon. I don't know what the timeline is, but we'll keep you posted on it. Okay, so we got 5 minutes. Okay, great. Yes?
Just a I'm videotaping medical procedures.
Okay.
And I'm using that.
Don't drop the camera where it's.
Yeah. And I'm working in the dental field, and so I'm doing grafts and things, bone grafts, and I'm trying to videotape that procedure, and I tried to use it like the flip cam, not enough focus. Is the focus ability on that better? Because the doctor is talking at the same time what he's performing.
The focus is about the same as the flip cam, as far as how far in you can zoom and things of that nature.
If you're doing that, that's pretty high end, and you're obviously wanting to get some real good sharp stuff. The Kodak is really good and the flip cams, but it's just the zooming is not so great. This is the other camera. Both Stu and I have it. I mean, it's very small and compact, but this is a Canon. They actually have a different model now. This was a Canon HG10, and the good thing about this is it also has a microphone.
That's input the number one on thing it. You want to check on cameras.
Yeah, and it used to almost all of them had a microphone input jack. Now very few of them do. So that's the key thing. This is also a high def cam. It's just crystal clear. This all goes to the hard drive, and then so you're going to transfer it over. And what I would do on that specific situation is I would set it up on a tripod, and it's going to get such high quality that whenever you put it in your editor, you could probably just zoom in on it there.
So, and a couple other tips. I mean, we've been experimenting with video the last few weeks, so that's why, you know, you'll see more of a more video. That we're going to be releasing more video because it's such a powerful form of media to attract people and bring in their attention. You'll even see in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to do, we're starting a support show where our support guys are going to be doing a weekly video show that basically talks about stuff that tickets that have been coming in that, you know, everybody could benefit from. And if you guys, I'm sure many of you have talked to our support guys. Ray, if you've ever talked to Ray, he's quite the character. When you see Ray, you'll bust out laughing. So it's going to be a fun show. But with that, we're using the ZI-8. We're going to use the ZI-8.
Just call it a Kodak.
Yeah, the Kodak camera. We're putting it on a tripod, and we're just going to film those guys directly with the mics. The videos that I've done recently. This is the behind the scenes for you guys. I'm actually in my home basement, and the big screen is our big screen TV, but it's got VGA input on the back. So I have a VGA cable that's going into my TV. I've got my laptop right there, so I can do PowerPoint presentations that are appearing for you in the background on the big screen, and I'm talking right into the camera. So very powerful options there. The other thing is just make it simple for yourself. Both the flip cam and the Kodak camera, they've got little screw-ins here at the bottom where you can mount them on a little tripod. Just put that on your desk and just talk. You know, that's the fastest and easiest way to create video. But I'll tell you from the interview that we did with Gary Vaynerchuk, behind the scenes we were talking to him and he said, nothing connects with people faster, better, and easier than video. And he said, you want to include as much video as possible. He said, it's just the fastest way to connect with people. So, you know, within your membership, I highly recommend you incorporate different elements of video. And if you're not comfortable in front of the camera, you don't always have to be the one in the camera. You know, do interviews with other people or look for opportunities where you can, perhaps you could do this, that could, that, you know, here's a creative idea. If you did videos where they heard your voice, you've got the microphone hooked up to you, but they never see you, what kind of curiosity would be going on? They always hear you be doing these videos. You talk. That would be fun. We might try to explore that a little bit. But have fun with it. That's the main thing. Leon?
I've got to make this comment. Sites crashing.
Can we grab the mic? Sorry, Robbie.
The issue with sites crashing, the number one thing we found that was happening was we were putting videos on the primary landing site to auto-start.
Right.
And then you'd have thousands of people landing on the site, auto-starting the video, and bam, servers would go down. So
Good point.
I would definitely put them on a different page, even if you're using, you know, Amazon S3.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. The other thing with that, you'll see a lot of our videos in the members area we're hosting on our Amazon account. We're playing around and exploring with different things. Like the latest video, we used Vimeo. The thing I liked about Vimeo is you can set it so that the general public can't see the video, but only people who are at a certain website URL can view the video. So that's kind of cool because now people, you would just put your URL as or your membership site as the URL that the only people that would be able to view it are the people that are at that specific location. So Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. But for all intents and purposes, the 99% of the time, I'm going to encourage you for your protected videos to use Amazon S3. And Tracy's got a plugin called FLV Producer. Creates an FLV file. That's what you want to use. FLV Producer and Amazon S3. Free videos, you want to use the YouTube, Vimeo, Vidler, as many of the video sites as you can.
Just a real quick one, I guess. Tracy, to what you were saying before, I'm all for automation and making things simple. But when you went through the process of WordPress updating and renewing and refreshing and so on and so forth. The other day, I went back and looked at my blog that I've got set up, and all of a sudden, I got a whole bunch of crap on it, and I went back and disabled one of the plugins, and you know, life got better relative to what was going on except for that. My challenge is, how do we, is there a simple way to go through this without having to check every day, every week, whatever, to find out which plugin got updated, what WordPress is or isn't doing? I just heard of the one where the SEO on the new version isn't going through, those kinds of things. I mean, that adds a whole bunch of time to our work as well.
Yeah.
Any simple way?
I think the most simple piece of advice I would give you is to tap into people who do all that research for you. And I know, I mean, let's face it, today, you're going to, in our upcoming presentations, we have a whole bunch of plugins that we've already tested, we are already using inside of a membership site. Saves you all the time, energy, and effort of having to go out there and find it. So I know you're connected within a bunch of mastermind groups and things of that nature. I would just rely on those people, to be honest. And once your site is working, if you don't need to update it or you don't need to change anything, don't. That's my biggest piece of advice, unless there's security flaws. But
yeah, that's the challenge.
That you'll be able to know going forward which level of which plugin is compatible with which level of WordPress.
Cool.
So that's new, and they just launched that initiative. My other question had to do with the tracking of the content, especially, well, you know, I'm sure Amazon S3 probably has its own back end, et cetera. But for instance, if somebody's downloading an audio file, an MP3 file, is there any sort of tracking that's built in so that it timestamps it like eJunkie and it says, okay, it was this user and this IP address and this is the time?
You want to look up, there's a couple plugins. Download Monitor.
Download Monitor
is one. There's another one that I use to track member activity. It's called Audit Trail.
Audit Trail.
Audit Trail.
I would love to see a WordPress programmer make that more user-friendly. We may explore that down the road. But Audit Trail is another way where you can see when members log in, what pages they're accessing, and so forth. So, Robbie, I want to get to you.
I just wanted to, Stu, I don't know if you knew, but I'm an Audio-Technica dealer. And so it could be that if people are interested in that, we might be able to get a special price just for your members here today.
Cool. Hey, so. Look at that. All right. Let's give Robbie a round of applause. My question to you, Robbie, is where were you when we just shed out all this money for this stuff? I'm just teasing.